The Jack Welch Management Institute at Strayer University helps you go from, I know the way, to I've arrived with our top 10 ranked online MBA. Gain skills you can learn today and apply tomorrow. Get ready to go from make it happen to made it happen and keep striving. Visit strayer.edu/Jack Welch MBA to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV and has many campuses, including at 2121 15th Street North in Arlington, Virginia.
Does it ever feel like you're a marketing professional just
speaking into the void?
But with LinkedIn ads, you can know you're reaching the right decision makers, a network of 130 million of them, in fact. You can even target buyers by job title, industry, company, seniority, skills, and did I say job title? See how you can avoid the void and reach the right buyers with LinkedIn ads. Spend $250 on your first campaign and get a free $250 credit for the next one. Get started at linkedin.com/campaign. Terms and conditions apply.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Hi, my name is
Dan Campbell. Not surprised. He's got big onions.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Demo to the house.
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
This is the type of game that was needed.
Earlier on the show, Bills running back James Cook. Coming up, actor and host Rob Lowe. Three-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schlereth. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two, The Rich Eisen Show is on the air here on Disney Plus, the ESPN app everywhere, ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. Just had a nice chat in our green room with a frequent guest back here on the program, one of the best storytellers we've had on this program. Rob Lowe, everybody, is going to be here in support of another season of The Floor on Fox. He's up for talking baseball.
Oh.
Because in that respect, playoffs around the corner.
Yes, sir.
And I do believe he'd like to talk about the Los Angeles Dodgers, just like Mike Del Tufo.
Oh, yes, another Dodgers fan.
I think Rob is a bit more steeped in the history of being a Dodger fan. Although, if I'm not mistaken, Rob is from the state of Ohio.
Right.
And might have some red leg history. And maybe we'll talk about that with my Met friend over there, who's feeling the heat. Yeah, that object is as close as in the rearview mirror. It's not even in the rearview mirror anymore. Standing right there.
Isn't Rob a Colts fan from Peyton Manning back in the day?
Rob's an NFL fan.
He loved Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but he's an NFL fan. Good one.
Yeah.
We'll talk about baseball with him.
Love it.
And it was funny. The other day, we were talking in our family, believe it or not, the whole family talking about this. And Zan checked out because, you know, Terry Francona was never in a Taylor Swift video like Ethan Hawke was yesterday. But Francona is a Hall of Famer right now, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Correct?
For sure.
If he takes the Reds, that just cements it. Correct?
Right? I believe so, but of course I'm biased.
I mean, broke the Red Sox curse.
Yeah.
Damn near won it with Cleveland. And now he's just amazing. He comes back and the Reds might make the playoffs. Ball, he is awesome. He was one of our favorite summer interviews as well.
Yes, sir.
With Terry Francona. At any rate, we'll talk baseball with Rob Lowe shortly. The Baltimore Ravens. Chris, I'll give you the option here. Because you know I'm always a glass half full guy. But there are some negatives to discuss.
I would say there's several.
Do you want the reasons for concern or the reasons to not be concerned?
Oh, come on. Bad news first,
okay,
obviously.
Bad news first. They got dominated on the line of scrimmage. That just doesn't happen. They gave up 224 rushing yards. That doesn't happen. They gave up multiple touchdown drives of over 95 yards. That's never happened in the Ravens' history. Never. First time since at least 2001 they allowed even a single touchdown drive of that length at home. They just don't do it. The last running back to run for over 70 yards on one single carry was Miles Sanders of the Eagles.
Whoa.
Wow. Okay. So not even the Carolina Miles Sanders. They just don't do it. They don't do what we just saw. They have given up 96 points through the first three games this season. That is the most in the history of the franchise. And the 2021 team gave up 85 points. That's the record that this team just broke for its franchise. They went 8-9, missed the playoffs. In 2015, they gave up 84 points in the first three games of the season. And they went 5-11 and missed the playoffs. On the other side, they normally, I mean, remember they ran it for a gajillion games in a row for 100 yards rushing. They just had back-to-back games where they didn't run it for 100 yards. And it's the first time since doing it in three consecutive games in 2018. Only two games with fewer than 100 rush yards in the previous three seasons combined, and they just did it in the first three games this year, and the same thing goes with Derrick Henry in terms of fumbling the football. These things don't happen for them. You just don't. Three fumbles for Derrick Henry in three games? So, yeah, they can't stop it and they can't run it through the first three games of this season. But there's one particular aspect of it that, as you're watching Lamar sacked seven times, John Harbaugh brought up at the in the post-game podium.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to give you the biggest problem. The biggest problem is we didn't play good run defense. I mean, we didn't, as a defense complete, we didn't do it. And that's not going to be good enough. There's nobody in that locker room that thinks that's good enough. That's disappointing. That's bad run defense. And that's not who we are. It cannot be who we are. It's not going to be good enough. It's not going to be acceptable. And it's got to be better.
Yeah, it sure does. It sure does. The Derrick Henry thing I can't get. In the last 2 years, 2023 and 2024, three fumbles on 652 touches. This year, three fumbles on 43 touches, including two in the fourth quarter. That's never happened to him in the same season. And it's already happened in the first three games.
Thanks.
Fumbles in the fourth quarter. He was beside himself. I mean, I remember once upon a time when I covered the Rose Bowl in my senior year, Bo Schembechler, and his last game as head coach in the University of Michigan Wolverines, faked a punt in the Rose Bowl with 3 minutes and change to go, I think. And it worked. And then it got called back on a holding penalty. And he got so pissed, he took his headset off and threw it down on the ground and got 15 yards for it. He threw it down so hard he nearly fell over. And Derrick Henry, when he took his helmet off last night, slammed it on on the bench to put it up, and he nearly fell over.
Yeah.
And he's beside himself. So he was nearly falling over himself, and then after the game, he is beside himself.
Yeah, man, I'm my worst critic, so I'm gonna watch the film. I continue to watch it. I know we got a short week, but it's just crazy. Three fumbles straight. Trying every day to fix a problem. Just keeps occurring, so I'm trying to work on it, man. I'm my worst critic, so I'm not gonna try to beat myself up too much, but it's hard not to when it's consecutive and consistent and doing the same thing.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Three straight games of the fumble is tied for the longest streak of his career. He's the only running back in the NFL to fumble in all three games of 2025. It's crazy what's happening there. Zay Flowers got wiped out by the Lions last night. If you had Zay Flowers in fantasy and needed him to do something last night, you lost. That sounds very Warner Wolf-like.
Yes.
That's the bad.
It's not like the Derrick Henry fumbles of like Ramondre Stevenson where he's just blah, 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 blah. These are legit amazing defensive plays to knock the ball loose from the sky.
Aiden Hutchinson last night came from behind him. So.
And I'm not too worried about Derrick Henry, to be honest.
Yeah. I'm not. Now here comes the glass half full.
Okay, good.
Okay. Oh. We're on Ravens fans. This segment's for you. Well, this portion of the segment.
First half of the segment, half, maybe not so much.
Now let's fill the glass up, right?
Yep.
And I'm not going to go higher register here. The 1-2 start, same as last year.
Oh.
You know what happened last year? 12-5 won the division. You take a look. The Steelers are not beating the world right now. The Browns' defense is doing well, but I don't think they're a threat. And the Bengals, even though I believe Jake Browning is going to be okay so far, my take, it's still my first take, okay? It may have cost me future appearances on First Take if I'm bringing such takes to the program.
Last take.
I was like, hey, it's not my last take. How dare you? You be quiet. Just telling my sound engineer to shut up. But you're not, I mean, are you concerned about the Ravens still not being the best team in the division? Not me. Certainly not when they've got Lamar Jackson. 9 passing touchdowns and 0 interceptions in the first 3 games of this season. And he's the 6th quarterback to do that in the first 3 games of a season. All time. All time. And he's got 2 or more passing touchdowns and a 90 or better passer rating in 11 straight games, including the playoffs. He's 1 behind Tom Brady, 2 behind Peyton and Phillip Rivers, and 3 behind Aaron Rodgers for the most in the history of the NFL. He's going to have this record so going away, it's not even funny. He's still Lamar Jackson, man.
Not bad for a guy who some thought should be like wide
receiver,
huh?
No doubt. Just one of the dumbest moments in the history of the combine. The, you know, just surpassing my idea of maybe I should run a 40-yard dash.
Well, yours turned out to be fantastic.
Well, lucrative for a charitable.
That's great.
21-27 for 288 yards and 3 touchdowns and a passer rating of 148.1 in the loss. I mean, it's his 9th career game with that passer rating that high and 3 or more passing touchdowns. He's remarkable. I'm not worried about that. And the defense at some point is going to have to tighten up.
Especially up the middle.
I got it.
They were
missing Matabike last night. They're missing Kyle Van Noy as well. True. And they took on a team that has that's fully equipped to exploit it.
And they did.
Yeah. And this is a crazy stat. This one is nuts. Because of the losing and being 1-2. There's been 47 quarterbacks. Okay. 47 quarterbacks in the history of the NFL with 140 or more passer rating through the first 3 games and have a losing record. Lamar has 2 losses. The other 46 quarterbacks, just the 1 loss. That's it. Can you believe that? Most losses in a season. Wow. With 140 or more passer rating. 47 quarterbacks, all right, lost once in that category. Lamar's now lost twice. Look at that. Lamar's got 2 losses in a season with that passer rating. And the 46 other quarterbacks have just the 1 since 1950, which, again, means people are compiling stats saying we're not going back any further.
We're just stopping.
We're made a point here. Think about that.
Wow.
Now, this sets up quite the week 4 contest. Remember last year, Ravens were in Arrowhead.
We were there.
Chiefs raised the banner. Mm-hmm. The Ravens are feeling great about themselves. The Chiefs are feeling great about themselves. They played one for the ages where Isaiah Likely's foot was too big. And now comes the rematch in Arrowhead, and the loser goes 1-3. The loser between the Ravens and the Chiefs go 1-3. And then the Ravens come home, take on Houston. Good luck figuring out them, right? I mean, C.J. Stroud is the avatar for the word regressed right now. And the offensive line and the lack of a running game should have a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
Then they got the Rams at home. And look up the history of the Rams going to Baltimore. They do well there. They put up points there. So, reasons for concern, and then there's 8. There's number 8, and then there's number 22, who's going to hold on to it more. There's number 4, who's really good. DeAndre Hopkins
is making some plays as well.
Yep.
Mark Andrews showed up.
Mark Andrews, big game.
Okay.
Huge game.
Just they're just not used to being dominated on the line in the trenches. Yeah. That you're not used to seeing. But the rest of the division, there's nobody 3-0 there that's killing it. And the only team that's above 500 in the division is Pittsburgh, who, I mean, are you writing home about them as they're getting said to head to Ireland?
No.
Okay. And what about the Bengals? Everybody sits there and thinks the season's over, except this guy sitting here. This is a hill I am standing on right now. All right, we take a break here on the Rich Eisen Show. Rob Lowe is here, baby. This is one of my favorite guests in the history of this program. And Rob is coming out to talk about the floor. The ceiling's very high for this segment as well. It's coming up.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
There's a reason Chevy trucks are known for their dependability, because they show up no matter the weather, push forward no matter the terrain, and deliver. That's why Chevrolet has earned more dependability awards for trucks than any other brand in 2025, according to J.D. Power. Because in every Chevy truck, like every Chevy driver, dependability comes standard. Visit Chevy.com to learn more. Chevrolet received the highest total number of awards among all the trucks in the J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study. Awards based on 2022 models. Newer models may be shown. Visit jdpower.com/awards for more details. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy four select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
ESPN Radio Network, brought to you by, presented by Progressive Insurance. Rob Lowe is here in support of the floor and everything else that you do. It's so great to see you back here on the program. All right, now let's jump into your Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yes.
Getting set to defend its crown.
I saw this week. I've been watching baseball my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
It's and I've seen a lot. I've seen Kirk Gibson's home run. I saw the Big Red Machine in person.
Oh my God.
I've been really lucky and I've seen a lot, but I cannot believe that I witnessed a man pitch 5 no-hit innings using only about 58 pitches, and then the same man hit his 50th home run of the year. It's like you just can't believe that is possible.
Rob, we talked about that the next day on this program. And the manner in which we talked about it is that people take it for granted now from him that this is a unicorn. He threw 5 no-hit innings.
Through 100 miles an hour.
Stays in the game and then pokes his 50th home run out of the yard. And it's just like, oh, okay, that's Shohei Ohtani.
And a moonshot.
It's unreal.
Anybody will tell you, the sound of his bat is unlike anybody that you've ever heard. And it's true. The first time I went and saw him live, that's what I was struck by. And I talked to Dave Roberts afterward. I go, is it just me? He goes, no, I've never heard anything like it.
Well, in the night where last Friday night when Kershaw had his last regular season start there, Ohtani comes up after Kershaw leaves the game. Next half inning, he's up. Robbie Ray's on the mound. He's a Cy Young Award winner of his own right. And he threw something, like, what was it, 95, 96.
Inside and up.
And he poked it down the left field line for a 3-run jack. And that, and then Mookie Betts comes up the next at bat. And then, by the way, later in the game, Freeman knocks in Ohtani and doubles and gets Betts to third. And I was looking at it. I mean, is that $500 million on the base paths?
Yeah.
Right there?
By the way, do you remember when the ownership signed Ohtani, everybody was like, clutching their pearls about it. They've made that they made the investment back, I believe, within 4 months, just in terms of the new revenue from advertisers.
Sure. Well, they're not paying him till I think 2021.
Yeah, that should be that'll be 2100. That'll be studied forever.
He's like, yeah, give it to me in a 401k. You know what I mean? Like it's unlike anything. But who's relieving? Would you want Ohtani to come out of the pen, Rob Lowe? Look at me giving you a specific baseball question.
You can't have him come out of the pen because he'd have to be in the bullpen, you know, being ready, and he's going to be batting. So yes, just that alone, you can't do.
I guess you'd have to warm him up after he, like, could he homer? How about this?
I'd rather see.
This would be great in a baseball playoff game.
Right.
Ohtani homers. Chris, back me up. I don't think we've ever seen this, TJ, right?
Okay. I don't think he's ever existed. Homers.
He homers, and as he rounds home plate, he then runs to the bullpen
to warm up.
To save the game he just gave the Dodgers to a lead.
That could happen.
Let's do it.
Wouldn't that be a first? Because he's just like, hey, I'm not up for another eight batters.
No, if he's not up for another eight batters.
And he just homers to give him the lead.
Okay.
Goes around home plate and then runs, doesn't go to the dugout. Or he does the dugout. He'll high five everybody. Yeah. Then hop out of the other end and run out to the bullpen.
I think that's a possibility.
Let's do it. Make it happen.
That's so fun.
That is stupid.
Yeah.
But we cannot sit here and say that is out of the realm of
possibility. It's not out of the realm. No, it's not.
Non-zero chance.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be so fun.
God, how amazing would that be?
Cannot wait.
Unless you're the Padres. You know what I mean? Or you're one of those teams that would be on the business end of something like that.
Yeah, the Padres clinched last night. They're in.
Okay, the Phillies are pretty damn good. The Brewers are pretty good.
The Phillies are good. I like the Brew Crew. I'm a big Brew Crew fan.
Are you really? What, because you're from Gorman Thomas days or something like that?
Gorman Thomas.
How about that name?
Whoa.
I just went old school.
You'd wake up and he'd be leading the leagues of home in home run. You'd be like, who?
I know.
How about these guys that toil in obscurity? Do you know what I mean? They're like, and by the way, Mike Trout. I feel so bad for Mike Trout.
We were talking about that just yesterday. His 400th home run nearly hits everybody here in Los Angeles in the back of the head.
Yeah.
And then and he's not going to play in the postseason again. But did you see what he did with the guy who caught the baseball?
No.
Okay. Mike Hoskins, can you call this up? Because we put this on the air. It's going to take a minute. But you know how in this day and age where a fan catches a very valuable baseball.
Yes.
And, you know, says, okay, let's go to some auction house, right?
Right. Right.
This guy, all he wanted from Mike Trout was to have a catch. And Mike Trout said, okay. And after the game, had a catch with the guy.
That's amazing.
Dude, this sounds like it's straight out of like Field of Dreams, right?
It's really great. How about a catch?
How about just a catch, right? And then, you know,
so good.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah, they grabbed the glove. Here it is. There's a video right there.
With no glove.
He's got no glove. And the fan is just like, okay.
Oh, man.
Right? Dude, like this actually happened with Trout. And then he gave him all these bats and his kids were there too.
It's so great.
Did you ever do a sports movie or ever in line to do a sports movie?
I did a hockey movie, Youngblood.
Youngblood.
Did a hockey movie.
With Swayze.
Okay.
There aren't that many hockey movies, so it kind of remains up there. It's not Slapshot.
Right. There's Slapshot, right? There's the Mighty Ducks.
There's Miracle. Miracle's great. To me, it's Slapshot,
yes.
Miracle,
yes.
Youngblood.
And so it was you and Swayze? You laced them up? What?
We trained hard. I trained really hard for that.
Did you?
I trained so hard that I've never put on skates again. That's how hard I train. I don't like sports where you're sweating after putting on the equipment.
And it's 20 degrees on the ice or something like that.
And when you're shooting it, it's Toronto in the summer.
So it's
95 degrees with 90% humidity.
Yeah.
You go into an ice rink.
Yeah.
You're all so sick. So sick.
Were you really?
Yeah, because you're going 190. But it was fun. It was super fun,
dude.
Yeah, people think I'm way better than I am because I was Youngblood. I can still skate, but you don't want to give me a puck.
What was Swayze like?
He was a beast. He was a beast.
Yeah,
he was good at everything.
Now you knew him from
Outsiders.
Okay, yeah. That's right.
Yeah,
he was good at everything. He was a physical specimen. He could write songs. He was just one of the. He was a true Renaissance man.
Yeah, you knew him from dude. You're I guess
old
roots.
Is the word?
No,
you're old.
Roots.
You didn't say it. You're old.
No, I'm not saying that. Your roots in this world are so deep. I mean, Did you? I'll screw it. I'm going to take a shot here.
Take a shot.
Robert Redford. Did you ever meet him? Know him? Work with him? Rob Lowe.
He was one of my idols. He's one of the reasons I ever wanted to be an actor. I remember seeing 3 Days of the Condor and All the President's Men. I had an All the President's Men poster in my bedroom.
I don't mean to laugh, but really?
Yes, like, really.
That was your post? Like yes, your
Everybody had Farrah Fawcett made. I also had Farrah. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I had Farrah. But Farrah was next to All the President's Men.
That's quite a two-poster combination.
It kind of
right
tells
there.
You really all you need to know about me. I had never met him. All these years, I'd never met him. And only about, I would say, about 7 years ago at the Golden Globes, we were both there. Mm-hmm. And he was doing the press line, and I just went over and waited till he was done and introduced myself and was able to. And I'm so glad because eventually the day comes, as it did, where he's gone.
Right.
And I was able to tell him how much he's meant to me and how important he was in my life and my career. And I don't even know if he knew who the hell I was. And
I'm sure he did.
I made him take a selfie. And it was
did you really?
Yeah, hell yes.
Definitely. You have to do stuff
you
like
gotta,
that.
Listen, the day you stop being a fan
is
the day you should retire.
Huh.
Really?
And so All the President's Men part of your DNA working on the West Wing.
Then go to West Wing. Yeah, it's really true.
No kidding.
Yeah, all of that
so
is.
So that's where, I guess, some of the basis of your.
My interest.
Interest.
Yeah. And that kind of watching the Watergate hearings when I was a kid, you know.
I'm going to go here on this front. Screw it. The Watergate. One of my first childhood memories. Were those hearings.
Same.
Okay. And I just remember the thing I couldn't get over were the number of microphones that would be
right
there. Like they were like 30 of them.
Yeah. And see, and so, then look at you. What are you behind? You're behind a microphone.
Oh my God. My head is now exploding.
See? Now you're behind a microphone.
But my brother and I, what we used to do in Staten Island, New York, where we grew up, we went to a diner. And what we would do is we would get all the straws from the diner and stick them in our glasses.
So
we would play Watergate where we'd talk into the straws. That actually happened.
Milkshake Watergate.
That's
amazing. That's,
yeah. By the way, write that down. That sounds like a great fantasy Watergate. Name. Milkshake Watergate. Or is that a band? Is that like, it's like a cover band?
Put your hands together for Milkshake Watergate.
That's it. Or like, hey man, come out my cover band. We're all playing on Friday night. You want to come in? It's Milkshake Watergate.
Who do they cover? Out. Who does Watergate?
It could also be a dance, a TikTok dance.
Oh. Look at you going, Connor.
Milkshake Watergate.
Okay.
I don't know what it would be like.
We're just riffing right
that's
now.
That's what
you
do.
You know, Robbie, you'll have kids pour milkshakes on their heads.
Yeah,
that's
what
we
don't need.
That's where
that's
yeah,
we don't need
yeah,
that.
Yeah. That's
but that's
true.
What I did in a diner. We used to just lean in and just talk into the straws.
It's amazing. Sure. Yeah.
What's your favorite West? Like, let's go there. What's your favorite West Wing, I guess, soliloquy or anything like that for you?
For sure. It's the episode that I think that was the episode that got me nominated for Miami was it's called Someone's Going to Emergency Because Someone's Going to Jail. And Sam gives a speech about the country was this founded on an ideal. That's for sure my but I was lucky. I had a lot of great soliloquies. There's one about why we went to space. I love there's one about that schools should be cathedrals. I mean, it goes on and on.
Well, I mean, and there's a guy that you knew as a kid, right?
Yeah.
You know, like Martin Sheen, again, I look
like a baby.
Well, Jesus, I mean, this is a long time ago.
I know, it's 25 years
but
ago.
But weren't you like, when did you first meet Martin Sheen, though? Like, as a kid, correct?
I met Martin Sheen on Halloween. it was, he was a very mysterious character because he was an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to be an actor. I just arrived from Ohio and I was like, an actor lives there. But he was never around. We never met him because he was away doing a movie called Apocalypse Now.
Wow.
And it was going to be a really gnarly movie. And then, so, you know, in that neighborhood, Halloween, we were hoodlums. We egg people eggs. We'd shaving cream. All we wanted to do was cause trouble. And Martin was a big, like, Law and Order guy, and so Martin was marching around with a baseball bat and fatigues.
What?
And that's how he came out of a bush and was like,
Son, what do you got in there? Let me see what you got in your, you know, my little pillowcase.
Yeah, yeah.
Just candy, Mr. Sheen. Let me look at it.
Are you serious?
Yes, that's the first time. So,
were you trick or treating with Charlie and Emilio?
I don't even think I was with Charlie, but I was near his house, so he was protecting the property.
He was a bat,
baseball bat.
So fatigues from Apocalypse Now.
I don't know if they were from Apocalypse, but he was ready.
Wow. Dude,
isn't that great? Yeah, isn't that funny? It's your story.
It's that's how you met Martin Sheen.
Yes, it's
and
how.
Now you're, and now you're. Did you bring that up to him at any point in time while you were on the set of West Wing?
I don't think I ever did. I mean, we were neighbors for, you know, 9-10 years. You know, our families were close, and yeah, well, that's a great photo.
What do you think of when you see this photograph?
I mean, I just think of how lucky we were mm-hmm. to be able to be a part of something like that, and that, you know, those opportunities come around so infrequently. It was really a special moment for sure.
What did you say out loud, Chris, what you just said in my ear about this?
I was just looking up when West Wing aired, the dates, and it premiered September 22nd, 1999, yesterday.
Happy anniversary.
Wow.
Look at that. Did you not know?
I remember that day very, very well.
You do?
Yeah, because it's going to sound insane because we've since had Veep and 24 sure. and House of Cards, but then a political show mm-hmm. was ratings poison. They were not done. It was a surefire way to repel a viewer.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought we were going to be making one of those beloved 6 episodes canceled before their time.
No kidding.
Shows. We knew the show was really good.
Even with Sorkin involved?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Sorkin had done one movie in Sports Night he did, which was, you know, people loved, but didn't set the world on fire.
Yeah.
And then I got a call. I remember my phone rang at 5 a.m, 20, however many years ago.
Yeah.
And it was the president of the network saying the show's a hit. And, that was surprising.
And you were like, no kidding, huh?
I was like, we didn't know. We knew right. it'd be good, but you know, good doesn't mean hit. And by the way, hit doesn't mean good.
Was a few good men had already been out though,
oh, yeah.
right?
Yeah, oh, yeah,
for
and,
sure.
And all the, and, American President.
American President, okay.
Well, yeah.
So, okay. And everyone's like, oh, let's check out the American President guys yeah. cooking up for, you know, for serious, yeah, serious business.
Yep.
Dude, unbelievable. Yeah. Pretty cool. The Floor on Fox. You always grow up, you know, watching game shows and stuff like that?
I was on the $10,000 pyramid.
With Dick Clark?
As a 15-year-old.
Come on. Wow. Dude, are you serious? Can we find this somewhere?
You can find this on YouTube.
Is it out there?
Yeah, it's out there. It's embarrassing because speaking of Farrah Fawcett Majors, I had her poster on my wall. I also had her hair on my head. When you see it, it's super embarrassing.
How did a 15-year-old wind up on by the way, talk about, and you know, different times, $10,000
pyramid. Huge.
There's now another zero with Strahan.
Yeah.
You know,
it was 10,000. You can relate to it. Right. I had my first TV series. Mm-hmm. I was the teenage kid. It was on ABC. It was called A New Kind of Family. It was terrible. It got canceled almost immediately. But they sent me to New York to do a network celebrity version of the pyramid, and I went to the pyramid, the circle, whatever the hell it was.
Oh, the winner's circle.
I went to the winner's circle every time and won.
Dude.
I murdered Tony Danza. Murdered him.
Who's the boss now? Who's the boss?
Murdered him. Clinicked.
You clinicked Tony Danza?
And Dick Clark was such a stud.
Of course.
Dick Clark was a stud, but it took him 5 times to do my name. I remember.
What?
I remember. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome, starring in A New Kind of Family, Rob Lone.
Lone.
And I would walk out and go, I'm so sorry. We did. Rob Loeb. Dick Clark. It took him like 5 times. That is great. And he was just great every time. He was so smooth. God. No matter how badly he messed it up, he just went down with the ship.
That's a pro.
You were such a pro.
Because you got to commit, right?
He committed to the bit.
Do you think he was trying to, you know, make sure nobody caught the mistake? He just kept going with it or something like that? Or he just...
No, you would hear the guy and the producer in the air going, it's low. let's go. Let's go again.
Dude, you won that, huh?
I did.
Oh, my God. And just screw it. I'm just going to keep going because I love your stories and I know your history and we've talked about it. And I also loved your book.
Thank you.
One of your first one, I think it, right?
I have Stories I Only Tell My Friends, right. And then the second book is Love Life.
Okay, yeah, your first one that I recall, you know, reading for one of the many times you've been here before. So when you were on this as a 15-year-old, was this the after-school special that started your career, or this was after the after-school special?
I got the after-school special after my show had been summarily canceled.
Because I remember where you watched this
show. In Cary Grant's bedroom.
Okay, this is just, I mean, please tell this story one more time. It's a new audience right here. Watch their after-school special.
I understand, Rich. Most people don't go to Cary Grant's bedroom and watch
apparently not
TV shows.
But you had a good reason for being there.
I did have a good reason for being there. His daughter is an amazingly wonderful woman now and was an incredibly beautiful 15-year-old, and I was 15 and a half. Mm-hmm. And she was not interested in whatever I was selling her. She was not having it. And so when the after school special rolled around, I go, this is my moment. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, I have a after school special on Wednesday. Maybe you and I. And she was like, Jennifer, she was like, well, sure. Why, I guess you'd come to my dad's and watch it with me. He's in show business. And I was like, sure. I had no idea who her dad was. No. No idea.
Okay.
And I show up with my learner's permit. I didn't even have my license to drive. And I show up to my first Beverly Hills mansion I've ever been to. And Cary Grant answers the door a white bathrobe. And I'm like, I know I should know this guy. I'm like, Cary Grant, like Cary Granite from the Flintstones. I knew Cary Granite from the Flintstones.
Wow.
But not quite sure I knew Cary Grant. Mm-hmm. And he's like, Jennifer's in the, she's waiting for you. I thought we would watch in the bedroom. And we watched it. We watched my show. And he was great. He was like, you remind me of a young Warren Beatty. And I was
okay,
like,
now you got that reference.
Now I was like, yeah, this old guy, he knows what the hell's
and
what.
What did he give you at the end of this?
So he was one of the first sort of celebrity ambassadors, mm-hmm. and was actually on the board of Fabergé, mm-hmm. which made colognes and, you know, skincare products. And as I was driving away, I look in the rearview mirror and he's running down the driveway in his robe. And with an armful of products. Mm-hmm. Young man, I thought you'd like these. And so I had soap on a rope in the shape of a microphone of Cary Grant for years in my show until it just withered away.
I guess your first ever parting gifts.
Swag.
Would be that.
Swag.
Yeah, swag. There were no parting gifts on the $10,000 pyramid. You walked away with a check, sir.
That's right.
Fantastic. You did.
Yeah.
And now you're giving away cash and prizes right now.
Changing people's lives. It's a lot. We're like, you know, we do $40,000 just for like one answer on an episode. And then at the end of the year, it's 250. It's a lot better than 10.
And you're just meeting everyday Americans. Just
it's so fun. I love banter and the interaction with the players, because it gives me a chance to be, it's like being the host of the floor is like one part stand-up comedian, it's one part air traffic controller, because you're running the game and mm-hmm. you're getting information in your ear. Mm-hmm. It's one part being a producer and knowing, okay, I got to lean into the reality and the drama. This is about to change this person's life. Or am I going to go comedy and do it all live by yourself alone is... live to tape is super exciting. That's why I'm still doing it. I'm so surprised at how fun and invigorating it is.
Yeah, season 4 of The Floor again premieres tomorrow on Fox at 8 Eastern time, and I guess we'll have to tune in to find out if the Brat Pack question was answered correctly.
You have a clue in that I'm here promoting The Floor.
Okay.
If the first picture had been Andrew McCarthy or Anthony Michael Hall, I might not be here now. Because I have a healthy ego, okay? I'm just saying.
Okay, understood. Yeah, so, I mean, let's be honest.
We don't make it to these microphones.
Yeah.
We don't make it away from Milkshake Watergate. Without an ego.
Watergate is 100% a fantasy team name for sure.
That is great.
So good.
For sure, you know. And we drink it up.
And the logo on the side of the helmet is a huge milkshake with the multiple straws coming out.
That's it, the multiple straws. Yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
Absolutely. And I I just could not. I can't believe you had a Dustin Hoffman, Robert Redford, Farrah Fawcett, Major Wall in your room.
Kind of the holy trinity of the 70s.
It is, in fact. Throwing a Cary Grant soap on a rope and you are locked in.
Yes, that's right.
Season 4 of The Floor again premieres tomorrow, Wednesday at 8 Eastern on Fox. I love when you come on, man.
So I'm fun always. Really,
right back at you. Great to see you. Best to your family as well.
Thanks, brother.
That's Rob Lowe, everybody. Check him out on all forms of social media at Rob Loaf. Wait a minute.
Rob Lone.
Oh, Rob Lone. Okay.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Back here on the That's Rich me. Eisen Show on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. What makes the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid an incredible SUV? Is it the spacious interior that's comfy for the whole crew? Maybe it's the capability to go off-road. This one definitely checks a box. Maybe it's up to 600-plus miles of range. Just think about that.
That is awesome.
I mean, Parker Posey could drive it all the way to Thailand.
And she still wouldn't know who's in her car.
I know.
Piper, no.
The all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. It's the only thing it doesn't do is make one of those shakes.
Make sure you so take that fruit
than,
out of
all
it.
Right.
Yeah.
So much more than just another SUV. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. That's 562-314-4603. I don't know if Hyundai wanted us to go the full White Lotus Palisade read there. But, okay.
More importantly, Rich, the James cookies have arrived.
Ah, yeah. Trying it right now. For the
I've already. Day. I'm actually almost already
and,
done mine.
And
they are very delicious.
Okay.
Yes.
And very good. My mic though.
They are very good. They're soft, okay. Which is important. And they have the blue and red sprinkles baked in. It's like a fun. It's almost like a funfetti cookie. Okay.
You getting those before I do would be like Andrew McCarthy being the answer to a Brat Back question on the floor. Outrageous.
The box is out. Snoozy woos.
Yeah, this is pretty good.
I need legal counsel, so let's go to Terzo in Iowa. He's dialed 844-204-RICH, one of our favorites. What's up, Terzo?
What's up, fellas? You know, Rich, I had a great weekend. Got to see the Niners pull out that victory for my birthday. You know, but I wake up this morning and it's at my actual birthday, and Bose is out for the year with a torn ACL.
Sorry, sir.
Brutal. Happy birthday.
Sorry, buddy.
It's just unfortunate, you know, and I was right, you know, I was about five rows back off the Niners bench there, and as soon as he come off the field, you know, he just falls down on the ground there, and they're checking him out, and I knew at that point that he was probably done for the year.
They're like the knight from Monty Python right now, you know? They're just getting all of these limbs cut, and they're still fighting, though. They're 3-0. You are what you are in this league, brother. And you got Jacksonville coming into your house. They're 2-1. But 3-0, you could be 4-0. And then Purdy's coming back. Then you got a Thursday night game here in Los Angeles. That'll be a big kickoff to week 5. And then at Tampa, maybe Kittle's back for that. I go higher register. I mean, and then Ayuk starts to return. Get healthier.
Like you said, we just gotta weather the storm. But a question for you: how long and how many games do the Bengals need to keep losing before the Niners get on the phone to try and make a trade for
who?
Trey Hendrickson. I think the calls have already
started. Trey Hendrickson.
You think so, huh?
Got to.
Terzo, why would you lead me down the path of me saying that the Bengal season is not over?
Yeah, you know how he is right now, Terzo.
You know, yeah. Rich, you know, sometimes it just kind of happens pretty quick.
I don't know.
You said, you are who you are in the league.
The Bengals would have to lose.
At 0-3.
Put up the Bengals schedule. Thanks for the call, Terzo. I'm going to entertain this for you.
Rich, I wonder if Terzo was the person that Bosa was signaling to.
It could have been that.
True. It might have been Terzo. He was looking, and then he gave him.
I don't know. So at Denver versus Detroit, at Green Bay, home for Pittsburgh. If they run that table in the manner that the rest of our friends at ESPN feel Jake Browning will run, and I'm sitting here saying no, sort of like Braveheart holding, then that's right around where the trade deadline hits on week nine. They'd have to go, they'd have to be...
November 4th trade deadline.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. So that's six games to the trade deadline. They go 2-4 in those six games. Then they're 4-5. And they're not trading them. I'm telling you, they'd have to fall off the cliff. Thank you. So
but that's only if you think
have to fall off the
Joe's
cliff.
Coming back. And well, remember, it's 3 months at the earliest.
I understand. Which, by the way, would be week 15 against Baltimore. So, if it's 3 months at the earliest, that would be week 15 against Baltimore. Again, they would have to fall off the cliff to say, we're done here. Trey Hendrickson's a 49er.
Did you watch them play on Sunday?
Okay, stop it. Stop it. I did watch them play.
Okay.
And I was texting you throughout the game to say, this isn't good for me. And by that straight, by that manner, us. It's not
I get
good
it.
For us.
It was a rhetorical me asking if you watched.
No, a rhetorical
the best
you.
Best thing about was, us, though, is it's about us.
Yeah, don't forget it.
Well, he just got benched, so. Yeah,
that's true.
Not the best.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.